I call to order. Oh. I call the, what do you call it, special meeting?
We're having a special meeting.
Okay, I call the special meeting of the mayor and city council to order at 6 p.m.
You need a motion?
We need a motion.
A motion to go into executive session.
Well, hold on, first we gotta do pledge.
We don't need to do the pledge.
Just for sake of this, I need a motion to go have the special meeting, and it needs to be affirmed by 3 members. Follow that.
Motion to go into executive session.
No, motion for the special meeting to take place.
Motion for special meeting.
Take place.
To take place. You don't want me to read all this other stuff?
No, we're gonna go in there second. We're at the.
Second.
Moved by Wolf, seconded by Stewart. To begin this meeting.
To have the special.
Yeah, cause I didn't know this.
Yeah, it's a short.
Oh.
Sorry, I'll have to spend the morning eye.
Motion carries.
Now we can do the pledge of allegiance.
Do we have to approve the minutes?
You wanna do the pledge, do you wanna do the pledge of allegiance?
I do.
Okay, I'm up.
Thank you.
You started.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the October 11, 2022 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Rump, seconded by Willis to approve the meetings of the October 11, 2022 meeting.
You're looking at the board, I'm like.
All council members present voting aye.
I would now entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Move to go into executive session at 2:14 p.m. for the purposes of.
How about 6:14?
Oh, 2:14, what is down here? Oh, that's a step you'll need in order, I thought it was a time clock. See how you can get distracted, 6:02 p.m. Stand corrected.
We all missed the meeting, Johnny.
Yeah, I had down at 7 o'clock on my phone.
Second.
Moved by Stewart, seconded by Hall to go into executive session at 6:02 p.m.
All council members present voting aye.
Take it away.
There you go.
Do I hear a motion?
Oh, did you give me the floor to introduce it?
Number 5.
Number 5.
Okay, consider a settlement offer made in the city of Blair versus Michael P. Shotwell et al., Washington County Court Case Number CL?
Aye.
CI-22-252 by Michael P. Shotwell and Annette R. Shotwell through their attorney, Jason Bruno.
Good evening, mayor and members of the city council. Before you have two documents for a stipulated order, final and a settlement agreement final. These documents, the settlement agreement final has been approved by Michael Shotwell and Annette Shotwell. It agrees to waive their right to appeal the condemnation award by the Board of Appraisers, in which they were awarded damages of $101,200 for the real property condemned. The settlement offer is for $125,000. There will be a final stipulated order asking the clerk to distribute the money deposited by the City of Blair to Shotwell through their attorney, Jason Bruno. If there's any accrued interest, I'm not sure if there is any, but if there is, that will be released back to Blair, and Blair will pay the remaining $23,800 within 30 days from execution of the settlement agreement. I am asking that there be a motion that there be provided to the City of Blair before we release any funds, lien releases by Washington County Bank and First National Bank. They are lien holders on the property, so we just want to make sure that they release those funds, and so that we are abiding by any liens that we are hereby notified of. First National Bank and Washington County Bank were part of the lawsuit, so they have been on notice for that, but I just think that would give some additional protection in the event that the banks have some interest, because they are lien holders. If you have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer those. The stipulated order is what gets filed in the Washington County Court. Again, I would be asking that those funds, we wouldn't be actually filing that order until we get those lien releases from the bank and from First National.
So I'd move that we get lien releases from Washington County Bank and Washington County. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Before releasing the stipulated money to Bruno or Shotwell's. Bruno, I guess.
Yes.
Second.
Moved by Stewart, seconded by Hafer to authorize release of the funds to Shotwell and Bruno.
Question, Mayor.
All council members present voting aye.
Question for me?
For Brenda, I guess. Now, will my stipulation, is that?
Yeah, I've got to add it on there.
It will have to be added on, yeah, but it will be okay. All right.
You guys are sitting around waiting. Yep. So.
No problem.
But
I just
will do it in a minute.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Or that we have to approve the settlement agreement.
Oh, I thought we did. Okay.
Oh, what?
I just did the motion for the
stipulation. That's why I asked you when I read it.
Okay. Do I hear a motion for the settlement agreement?
Do you? Well, I don't know. What was the first
motion? The first was a motion for the lien releases by Washington County Bank and First National Bank before the funds are released to Jason Bruno and or the Shotwells.
Is that the motion that was made? Because I heard Washington County Bank and Washington County.
That's what I made.
Yes. Those are the lien holders.
I said the lien releases. Yes. So do we have to vote again or not necessarily?
Let's make it as quick as possible.
Yeah, you can vote and not just do the board. I can't do it through the system. We already did that.
Well.
So who wants to make the motion to adopt it?
I think it was already made by John.
The motion to have the lien releases.
Yeah, I already got that written down, but now you want that one.
Did they voted on that? Did you record their vote on that?
Yeah, I guess, but it didn't read that one.
All council members voting aye.
And then you can now approve the settlement. You just made a motion for the lien releases.
Yes, correct. That's
so
all.
Now we need a motion to approve the settlement with those lien releases.
I'll move to accept the settlement offer made in the City of Blair versus Shotwell, Washington County Court, by Michael P. Shotwell and Annette Shotwell through their attorney, Jason Bruno, with a lien release stipulation.
Yes.
Second. Moved by Stewart, seconded by Wolf. To settle with the Shotwells.
I'll just go to the board again.
Yeah.
All members present voting aye.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn, Kurt?
Question first. Oops. So this ends our right-of-way acquisition. There's no more gotchas coming.
There's no more out there that I know of. Okay. The state has everything else settled. I'm assuming they've made all the payments and so forth to everybody. The last I knew was Walmart, and that was just some paperwork that they were doing. But that was been a couple months ago. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
I move we adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, man.